True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, people. It's a Friday here on The Daily Tip. Even if you stayed up late to watch Thursday night football, more football's on the way, and we need to get you prepped for it. In this segment, we'll go over the biggest college games on the slate for the weekend. And then at 7:20, we go on to baseball. Jinx's baseball bets were red hot last night. He went 5-0, so maybe you should listen up to his bet today on the MLB card. Then at 7:40, we have parlays galore. If you're like, listen, we're not in betting for minus 120 bets. We got you covered. We got Double D's Degenerate Parlay, odds of 264-1. And then we go with the Squad Parlay, where each of us gives in a leg, and hopefully we can win a big parlay for you guys. All coming up next here on The Daily Tip within the hour here on the BetMGM Network. All right, Jenks, I had a thought. I think that nobody drinks the Kool-Aid more than college football fan bases. Like, we know this all the time, that, like, the local media and whoever and the fan base, a lot of times they're biased, and that's fine. You know, it's fine to like your team, and I think sometimes it's even helpful for, like, local media to kind of have that slight lean towards positivity. But I feel like it's not the same for NFL fan bases as it is for college. Like, college almost feels like a religion. And in the NFL, it's a little bit more corporate, a little bit of separation of state. But this week on local radio, they have been, oh my goodness, just starting the party early for Tennessee, already with the upset over Georgia. And I understand a lot of the personalities on our local radio station went to Tennessee. But at some point, you have to like shake them and be like, listen, just because you went to school there doesn't mean they're the better team. Because half the reasons they list are just, you know, them just, you know, raising their voice. And, like, you know, making it a motivational speech. And you're like, well, this is entertaining, but I'm not sure if I believe the logic in your argument here.
Right.
Would you agree that you think, like, the college fan bases drink the Kool-Aid a little bit more than maybe any other sport?
Oh, absolutely. There's just more of a, there is more of a religion to it. It's more of a passion. And for so many of these fan bases, it's all they've got. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you look at Alabama, like the state of Alabama, what pro team are they choosing? They're not a pro team. Look at Nebraska. What pro team are they choosing? I mean, yes, these states have fans who have, you know, fans of different pro teams. But their team, like their team in their state is right there. And so it becomes more representative. It's easier to tie yourself with a particular team, and that team is more ingrained in your culture, and you know it's what everybody is talking about. And especially in the South, because there's so much tradition, like they latch on to these teams that you know, in a way that you hardly ever see. You'll see it in the NFL, but not like in college football. It's just a it's a different type of attachment.
I also feel like there's a different level of delusion where if there is a team that was good at one time, fans still think that's like the here and now. Yeah. Like, that's how I feel about Tennessee fans, because there was a time when Tennessee football was one of the powerhouses of college football. You know, the year before even Peyton Manning got there, they won a national championship with T. Martin. And then they had Peyton Manning. Like, those were the glory days for Tennessee. And people still act like it is one of the supreme programs of the SEC. And I just feel like maybe it's not, you know? But, like, I feel like I even have to whisper saying that, because it's not that way in the NFL, outside of maybe the Cowboys. You know, that's a team that's living in the past. But it just feels like one of those high school quarterbacks was like, yeah, we could have won state, man. And you're like, dude, you know, you're 47. Maybe it's time to stop talking about your high school days.
You know how long ago it was when T. Martin won the national title, right? It was a long time ago. But I get it, you know? Like, I've said this before, but when Texas shows Vince Young running into the end zone against USC, it's amazing. Mm. I love it. And then I'm like,
yeah,
that was 20 years ago. I mean, Texas had a lot of success since then. As far as winning a national title, like, it's been a long road, and they've been close. They haven't gotten it done. So, but sometimes that's all you have to hold on to, especially if you're a school like Tennessee where you haven't had that sustained success. I mean, Texas went through a long, dry spot as well. But that's kind of that hope and those memories are what keep you going.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about this big game over the weekend. We do have Georgia squaring off with number 15, Tennessee, in Knoxville. Georgia laying 3.5 points, total of 49.5. And this line has come down. So clearly some money is following the Vols here.
Yeah.
But for me, I think it comes down to this. Like, how much do we really take away from Tennessee's offense when they played Syracuse and East Tennessee State? And if you are box score comparing and saying, oh, Georgia didn't beat the brakes off some of these bad teams, I feel like it's because they're running like the same play over and over. They're working out their playbook against some of these teams, and they're not worried about like covering the number. So when it comes to like teams I trust a little bit more, I think it's still Georgia, and it's still Kirby Smart, you know, who I feel like is the better coach in this situation. Josh Heupel might keep it close early. We know he's usually very good at scripting plays in the first half, but I still don't think that I'm completely sold on Joey Aguilar. Like, maybe he's better than Nico, you know, in this situation. And I do think Tennessee won that trade or whatever, you know, you call that. But still, we thought Nico was going to be the Heisman winner like the first couple weeks of the season last year because he put up big numbers on some of these bad teams. So I think I am going to be on Georgia.
I'm going to be on Georgia as well. If you want to play this down to three, you can. I don't think it matters. But you have to understand, this line opened at 7.5 and then went all the way down to 3.5. Then we saw some buyback on Georgia. But everyone is so hyped about Joey McGuire, and I think he's a good quarterback. But what do we know after those first two games? We know nothing, because they have not faced anyone on Georgia's level. And I am with you. I think Georgia has been playing real vanilla, waiting for this game, waiting to go into Knoxville. And also, Kirby Smart has owned Josh Heupel. In their four meetings, Georgia 4-0 against the number. Also, in the last six meetings between these teams, before Josh Heupel got there, Georgia 6-0 against the number against Tennessee. So the Dogs have had the Vols number again and again and again, and I think this is just a sell high point on the Vols. Good team. They're not on Georgia's level.
All right, David. Gonna tag in here. You want to argue the other side? What's the argument for Tennessee here?
I think, honestly, and I respect the numbers. I truly do. But for me, it's more of an eye test thing this year, more than any other year for me. Yes, do they have the better head coach? I'll give them that. I think Georgia's defense is down this year, and I do not trust Gunnar Stockton as far as I can throw him, and I don't think I could throw him very far. That being said, I think this Tennessee defense is more volatile this year with Joey behind center, and I think their defense is better than Georgia's defense. I think Georgia gets upset this Saturday.
Well,
I think you could throw Joey
right
McGuire a long way, honestly. I think you'd talk.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Toss him at least 50 yards, double D. You're strong.
I could probably toss him farther than I can toss Gunnar Stockton. And I, once again, I have no faith in Gunnar Stockton at all. At all. He looked mediocre in Georgia's games this year so far.
I just feel like Georgia, like, they have a bunch of, like, mediocre quarterbacks who they have, like, lifted to having great seasons. I think we had this conversation with somebody who was like on the radio in Atlanta where it doesn't seem to matter like the high-end potential of their quarterbacks. They still get the job done. Like that's the state of the program for Georgia right now is I don't feel like they rebuild, they retool. I'm not sure if I feel that way about Tennessee.
Well, I will say this, I agree that Gunnar Stockton is a bit of a step back, but I also feel like part of that is sandbagging a little bit. I feel like number two, Kirby Smart, will have the coaching advantage here. He's clearly one of the best in the game. Some people would say the best coach in college football. And also, the Vols actually want to run the ball. As good as Joey McGuire is, they actually want to run the ball on the ground. That's kind of right in the teeth of that Georgia defense. So I just feel like so many people are on Tennessee, and maybe it's the right side. But it kind of scares me because I see everyone going Vols, 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 Vols. And when that happens, I'm like, maybe I need to go over here.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it should be a good game. And I know Tennessee fans do have their hopes up for this one. All right, so speaking of coaching matchups, I think this low-key is one of the better matchups of the weekend. Number 12, Clemson at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech unranked, but man, have they been good against the number against some of these big-time opponents. Brent Key, from a betting standpoint, is one of the guys you back when he is getting points. In 10 games under Brent Key against ranked opponents, Georgia Tech 8-2 against the spread with 5 outright wins. It's according to ESPN. So I feel like he's one of those coaches that you back in this situation, but I will say this. On the flip side, this could probably be argued as a buy-low spot for a Clemson team that had to face a very tough opponent in their opener. So, Jenks, do you side one way or another when it comes to Clemson and Georgia Tech?
God, I actually put in my notes, probably a good buy-low spot on Clemson. It was a direct quote from my notes. So, like, I kind of want to take Georgia Tech because you're getting the hook, because it's in Atlanta, because Clemson hasn't looked that good, and now it's down to 3 in some spots. Like, people are still buying on the Yellow Jackets. And also, Haynes King set out last week, so he should be healthier. I mean, they played Gardner Webb, so there's no need for him to play. And he's a great dual threat guy, but I kind of feel like you now where, okay, now you can get Clemson -3. This number has come way down, and everyone's on the Yellow Jackets. And I understand why people are down on Clemson. But listen, they still played with LSU, right? They had a chance to win that game. They struggled last week. They still won. It's still Clemson. This is still a national championship roster. And it's going to be very trendy this week to take the points with Yellow Jackets, which I was tempted to do as well. But I kind of think it's probably Clemson.
I wish we were getting a touchdown with Georgia Tech because I don't think they get blown out by any means. And here's what I keep coming back to, though. Like, I think I lean towards Clemson with you just because of the situation. Mm-hmm. But Georgia Tech is a good team. They went toe-to-toe with Georgia in 8 overtimes last year. And again, the track record speaks for itself. These are the games in which Brent Key brings his absolute best. He ain't afraid of no ranked opponent. So I think that this is one I'm going to sit out, because like if you have conflicting factors, just don't play it. But speaking of buy low spots, if you are really looking for a bargain basement price on a team that maybe still has some potential, how do we feel about Florida getting 7.5 against LSU? Because like think about all the teams.
Yeah.
Like maybe you could say Alabama is more down on its luck, but like Billy Napier probably is already looking at Zillow. So do you, you know, grit your teeth and say, okay, I know how betting works. Usually people see a play and they're like, oh, LSU, easy.
Yeah.
And it goes the other direction. Are you betting on Florida?
I would bet on Florida. And if you can get 7.5, then you get the hook there, which could be important. But I'm like you. Look, Florida still has SEC talent. Everyone is out on Florida, right? Everyone's done with Florida. Billy Napier's on the hot seat. You look at this line, you're like, oh, dude, Death Valley? Death Valley at night? Ah, it's over, man. Florida's going to get crushed. I don't think so. I think this is a good bounce-back spot, if you will, for the Gators. I'm not necessarily convinced that the Gators are a great team, but they have the talent to compete with LSU. It is still a conference game in the SEC, and people are just riding off Florida like they forgot to play football. It was sloppy against USF, right? Like it was bad play calling, bad clock management there at the end of the game. The players weren't being disciplined. It was an absolute nightmare. But if you can get 7, 7.5 against LSU, I think you've got to go with the Gators.
Yeah, I just, it feels like one of those spots. For somebody who's been betting for a long time, it just feels like one of those spots.
Yeah.
Den, I know you like Florida a bit here. I don't know if you like it enough to put it on the card, but what's the case for Florida in your opinion?
This is definitely on the card. It's a team in a bounce-back spot with Florida. Everyone has completely written them off, and Billy Napier is not going to make it the rest of the season, but everyone's written them off. And you're getting a number against an LSU team that hasn't had a lot of success scoring the football. Defensively, they're so much better than they've been in years. But offensively, they still are kind of struggling in terms of getting points up on the board. So I just don't know that LSU is going to blow them out. So I like Florida covering the 7.
And also remember, Billy Napier was in the spot last year. Like, remember when everybody was calling for his head and they ended the season on this, like, great stretch? So,
yeah.
Like, he's somebody who's shown that even when people are calling for his job, he can still put his head down and string together some wins. So I'll be looking forward to that one. I'll be looking forward to the entire slate. And maybe if we can see South Florida continue to stack wins. They play number 5 Miami this week. They're getting 17.5 points, which kind of feels like a gift, but Miami looked pretty good. So I don't know. College football, always fun, always chaos, and that's why we love it. All right, coming up next, the MLB slate is loaded. On a Friday, we'll give you some plays to send you into the weekend with maybe some more money to bet on football. That's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.